coming up on Saturday, the Clear Thoughts Foundation has a wonderful gala, Roll for a Reason Gala. It's Monte Carlo Casino Night at J. Verno Studios on the South Side. It's all to help them raise money for research into dementia. And joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Haley Jamison. Haley, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Thank you so much, Robert. Appreciate you having me on, and happy Halloween to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you making time for us as well. Real quick, for those who don't know, what do you do at Clear Thoughts Foundation?
Well, as you mentioned, we raise funds to discover breakthrough drugs and novel treatments to stop the progression of dementia. Our vision is to see a world free of dementia, which is just a horrible, heartbreaking disease that is becoming all too popular amongst so many of us in today's world.
And that research that you fund is right here in Pittsburgh too, correct?
It is, correct. Yes, we recently started what we refer to as the CTF Consortium. And in a nutshell, what we're doing is bringing the expertise and brilliant minds of doctors right here in Pittsburgh, associated with the University of Pittsburgh and UPMC, bringing them together with the idea that working together can expedite the results. It is amazing how much talent is right here in our own city. And we were fortunate enough to find all of these wonderful doctors and introduce them to each other, and now they're working together. So, again, our hope and goal is that by working together, it can expedite the discovery of a cure for this terrible disease.
Would you remind listeners as well, and let people know who may be listening for the first time hearing you, about what was the beginnings of the Clear Thoughts Foundation and why you decided to launch this and begin this research funding?
Sure. So at this point, it's been 11 years ago that we started Clear Thoughts, but the journey was actually earlier than that on a personal level. Unfortunately, my story and my brother's story is similar to way too many folks, where it hit close to home. Our father was diagnosed in his early 60s with a form of dementia by the name of FTD, which is frontal temporal dementia. And what many people don't know too is that there's hundreds of forms of dementia. So as I tell everybody, they manifest themselves differently, but they're all equally horrific. And it would be difficult in the time frame we have today to explain the devastation that the disease causes, but it is unbelievably devastating. And the ripple effect of it is tremendous. I mean, obviously the care aspects and caretakers, right, and the financial toll. But more than that, you are tasked with the assignment of taking care of a person that you have loved your whole life who's really not there, that just their physical right. body is there. So it was a very personal cause, and approached my brother and a dear friend who has a background in mental health, and she had been personally affected by it as well. And the three of us decided, hey, let's do something to change this outcome for so many other families that are struggling with it. We knew, unfortunately, at the time it would probably not benefit my own father, right? Mm-hmm. But we had made a promise to each other and to the many folks that have been behind us since day one, that we would work relentlessly to prevent this tragedy from happening to other families.
Haley Jamison with us, founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation. And the research is remarkable in the discoveries that you're looking through on these breakthrough drugs and treatments, but it's also expensive, and you need money to be able to do this. And a wonderful event coming up on Saturday, the Roll for a Reason Gala. Tell us about that.
Well, we should start with a wonderful MC that we're going to have, right, Robert?
Yes, and thank you very much. I had a wonderful time. Absolutely fantastic time a few years ago when you invited me to be a part of it. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. Once again, my wife and I got it marked on the calendar, looking forward to a great time, seeing everybody again, rolling for that reason, and a lot of great food, drinks, and auctions that are taking place. It really is a Monte Carlo casino night. It kind of has that same feel, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's a fantastic night. And I tell folks, too, even if you're not, you know, a gambler per se, we have all types of trivia games and other games that aren't gambling per se. Amazing mm-hmm. auctions, live auctions, silent auctions. We've got live music with Telecavi. We have Lee Trebosic, a wonderful magician, a hometown Manly. Many of your listeners, I'm sure, are fans. Cody Sable, another hometown star with us as a performance artist. So we've got all types of amazing activities for both the gamblers and non-gamblers. And as you mentioned, you know, spirits and delicious food and all types of fun things. So it is, as I tell everyone, it's a great night for an even greater cause.
Well, here's something I'm thinking. Now, I enjoy blackjack and I like Texas Hold'em, but I've never been bunched into craps and roulette. But instead of going to the casino and losing potentially hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, I would much rather go and kind of get the feel of it and kind of learn the ropes where I know the money is going to a wonderful cause in the process. So if it's brand new to you, but you've always had this thought of, like, what's it really all about? Why not go and let this be the opportunity to learn about poker, blackjack, craps, and roulette?
Absolutely. Our dealers are trained to help folks that have never even been to a casino, right? So they're able to walk people through the process. And as you said, as opposed to losing money to the big casinos out there, right? At least if you lose the money here, it's going to a great cause. So, and you know, every time you play a game, you get different tickets that go towards different gaming auction prizes. And, you know, we try to include everyone in all the different activities going on and all the different prizes. And this year, a new addition too that we're quite excited about is we actually have an online auction that's actually going on live right now. So folks, whether you're attending the gala or not, are able to go to our website, clearthoughtsfoundation.org, and bid on some amazing items right now. There's a autographed Eagles guitar out there, autographed Arnold Palmer golf bags, some amazing things, and then even more amazing things for the folks that are able to come in person as well. The night itself, we have a Bruce Springsteen autographed guitar, Steeler tickets, Penguin tickets, Pirate tickets, trips to Big Sky, Montana, Sanibel, Florida, all types of great items.
And there are some very key sponsors help make all this possible, too.
Absolutely, yes. We cannot do what we do without the support of our sponsors for this event. Amazing, amazing generosity by the Pittsburgh business community in general. We've got three platinum sponsors this year: Lamar Advertising, Sipple Development, and UPMC/UPMC Health Plan. And again, truly could not do what we do without them. And then on top of that, we have another 17 or so corporate sponsors at various levels. So unbelievable support, and it's so exciting to be back in person. And we are very, very grateful for their support and looking forward to seeing everybody in person next Saturday night.
You better believe it. Once again, it's all happening at J. Verno Studios in the South Side. The event is on Saturday, November the 6th, 6 o'clock. Make sure you're there, and you can do that by going to clearthoughtsfoundation.org and getting your tickets. Haley Jamison joining us, founder and president of Clear Thoughts Foundation on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Haley, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Robert. Can't thank you enough for your support, and we look forward to seeing you as well.